Answers Magazine, Volume 12.5, page 10. Speak Up, by Mike Matthews. Since Answers Magazine started 11 years ago, we have reserved a section for stories of people who actively use creation to reach others with the gospel. We love to hear their stories and share them, because they remind us what really matters. Who doesn't need regular encouragement to boldly proclaim the gospel? Who doesn't need to hear true stories that the unadulterated gospel, Jesus Christ, the Creator, became our Savior, really changes lives? The stories come in all shapes and sizes. Some involve ordinary people like you and me who attempt extraordinary things because of their enthusiasm, and God blesses them. They inspire us that we too can make a difference, no matter how limited our abilities. Other stories involve extraordinary people whose accomplishments we could never repeat, like a creationist captain on the International Space Station. Shout out to Barry Wilmore in this issue. These stories inspire us too. They show that God is calling men and women everywhere to share the truths of His Word, beginning in Genesis. We need to hear both kinds of stories. We should be so awestruck by all God is and does that we want to sing His praises and call others to join us in worship, which is the only proper response to the Lord. During a recent Sunday school study on Psalm 95, I was struck that worship literally means to fall on our face before God, nose to the ground. It means humility. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Then the psalmist warns, "Hear His voice, and do not harden your hearts." That's the message of the Reformation, and it's the message our skeptical culture needs today. David called all people to worship God. The prophets and apostles called us to worship too. God recorded their stories in the Bible to inspire us, and His Word challenges us to exhort one another. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. We may not be able to imitate what someone else does. That rarely happens. But we can let their example inspire us to find creative ways to maximize our opportunities. We want to hear your story too. O come, let us worship our Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ. My email is editor@answersingenesis.org.